on this Monday afternoon. Time to check the weather forecast. Mark Russo at Earth Risk Technologies is on the phone line. Hi, Mark. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm fine. Easter was really magnificent. Weather was great. I was sunburned, but she's cloudy today. Yeah, I got burned actually pretty bad. It's cloudy today. I spent a lot of time outside. It's cloudy today. Farmers would like to stay in the field, and it's kind of a toss-up between whether they want rainfall or whether they want to stay in the field. What are they going to see?
Well, as we look ahead here for the next couple of weeks, Todd, we do see a more of a frequent progression of systems coming through Illinois, let alone the entire Corn Belt. You have one system, one shower and storm producer coming through right now across the belt, although totals here today and tonight with the system are going to be relatively light. But right on the heels of this is another system during the later part of this week, and then that will be followed by a more widespread, heavier producer coming up over the weekend and into the early part of next week. And so as a result here, we do see at least more frequent storm systems coming through and less dry days in between systems. So overall here, it looks like at least from now through the end of the month, at least, and into the first few days of May, actually, it looks like our most open window here for planting is actually now behind us, as that's been kind of your longest stretch of at least drier conditions, especially across areas of central Illinois that missed out on the big precip event about a week ago.
Yeah. Have you looked into the northern and northwestern parts of the Midwest and watched those soil temperatures for a long time? They were really cold, and even the frost had stayed in the ground. I suspect that probably has all come out for the most part.
Yeah, it has, especially with conditions about a week ago, which we saw very warm temperatures. Now that was followed by exceptional cold, but with the warming this past weekend and even right now this week, we do see soil temperatures getting to levels that would promote planting. So we've lost that concern here for areas up in the Northwest.
All right. Well, we had snow and then we had 70 degrees, and so you always have to check and see where we're at this point. Looking out over those 2 weeks in the weather forecast, is there anything of great concern for the Midwest or the nation?
Well, we continue to monitor at least the situation here across the Plains hard red winter wheat belt, where there continues to be some more extreme dryness that dates back for the past few months, even back over the winter. Mm-hmm. Portions of southwest Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas. They're seeing some improvement right now with actually the precip event of the past couple of days, and there will be more opportunities, but that's the one area, though, especially in the western acreage in Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas, where we see overall limited opportunities, and likely that will continue to maintain some concern there, especially for the driest acreage. Back here in the Midwest, though, more of a slower planting progress here, pattern coming up. But it doesn't appear that we're going the route of last year, which already by this time we had a huge precip event, which really socked things in.
Hey, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Todd.
Mark Russo is with Earth Risk Technologies. That wraps up the closing market report.